the book Hebrews, part 23. I'm Professor Hannes Revenhuys of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotten On version, which I have a couple of copies available, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. Just go to our website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part one and start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are busy with, especially our TikTok messages and all the other studies as well. Send this link to your friends and family. Notify them. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, writing pad and a pen ready, because we are busy with Bible study. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You're very welcome. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you, in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are now going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Understanding what have happened in the book Hebrews chapter 1 are confirmed by. Now I'm going to use scripture from now on to confirm what has happened in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 14. If there are still any doubt, even the slightest doubt, that Yahweh has used one of the angels which he exalted and he begat as his son, the next scriptures in the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks will change the total scenario, because we can't argue with the word. The Bible, the word, speaks for itself. Let's turn to Psalms. Psalms 8 verse 1 to 9. Let's turn to Psalms 8 verse 1 to 9. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to get your Bible open, because it's very important that you should read with me, because I can change the whole meaning of a scripture by changing one word in this verse, and it will have a different meaning. Alright, Psalms 8 verse 1. O Yahweh El Elohim, how excellent is thy name. Now in the 1611 King James he says name with a small n. You can make that a capital N. It's a father's name. It's referring to the father's name. Capital N. O Yahweh El Elohim, how excellent is thy name, capital name, in all the earth. Who has set thine glory, thine, capital T, who has set thine glory above the heavens. Now, what does this explain? It explains the creation. And we are going to talk about the creation a bit later. Verse 8. Out of the mouth of babies and sucklings hast thou, now thou hast thou with a capital T. How funny is it? One verse later, thou small, next. It says, from out of the mouth of babies and sucklings hast thou ordained straight because of thine enemies, thine capital, that thine mightest still the enemy of the avenger. So what does he say? He's referring to babies here. He's referring to babies. He's talking about that in verse 1 of the excellence is thy name in all the earth, and I have set thy glory above the heavens. Verse 2. Out of the mouths of babies and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thine might still the enemy and the avenger. Verse 3. Now King David says, when I consider thy heavens, thy, capital T, when I consider thy heavens, not one heaven, heavens, plural, the work of thy fingers, thy capital, with other words, the works of thy hands, the moon and the stars which thine has ordained, or which thou hast ordained. Anything that happened in Genesis chapter 1. What happened in Genesis chapter 1? The creation. So what does King David do? He's reminding us in this 21st century about the creation that happened in the book of Genesis chapter 1. Referring, speaking to us from Psalms 8 verse 3. When I consider thine heavens, the work of thine fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. Ordains mean speaks. He hasn't used his hands. Everything that happened in Genesis chapter 1, the total creation. Now he's asking a question in verse 4, King David. What is man? In brackets, a person stroke human. What is man? That thou art mindful of him. So who are we? That the Father, the creator of heaven and earth, will even think about us, be mindful of us. What is man? That thou, the creator of heaven and earth, are mindful of him or us. And the Son of Man, and the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. Meaning, that he has a relationship with us. This is what verse 4 means. What is man that thou art mindful of him? You think about us. You care about us. And the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. So how does the Father visit us in this 21st century? Easy. Through the Ruach HaKodesh. Because the Bible says, Yahweh doesn't stay in temples which is built with hands. He says, our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. He doesn't live in our hearts. If he lives in our hearts, there's other people that has, let's say, an American guy needs a heart. And they are going to do a heart transplant. And he's a Christian. And now they're going to put a Muslim guy. They're going to use his heart. Because the Muslim guy has died, the person has died. And he donated his heart to the Heart Foundation. And now the specialist is going to put into this American guy who's a Christian, a Muslim heart. Now, is he a Muslim? Because of the heart that he's got, which is a Muslim heart. You see, Yahweh doesn't live in our hearts. And Allah doesn't live in their hearts. You understand that? Yahweh lives in our soul's dimension. From the banks of my eyebrow, from here, to the top of my head, my crown. That is my soul's dimension. And this is where the battle is raging on every day, the spiritual battle. It doesn't happen in the skies, where we are in war with Satan. It happens here. My soul's dimension. It's here that I won wars and lose wars. Because we are constantly in a battle with Satan. Although Yahushua has cleared him out on Golgotha's hill through his blood. So Yahweh doesn't live in my heart. Where does he live? In my soul's dimension. So when the Bible says he visits us, it means the Bible says our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, living in our soul's dimension. He doesn't live in these mega churches, in these cathedrals, in whatever you want to call it, stone buildings. He lives within us, not in my heart. There's a lot of scriptures in the 1611 King James that refers to our hearts. It's not this heart, it's my soul's dimension. This heart is only a pump that pumps blood. That's his function. All he does. Pumps oxygen, blood, to the different organs in your body. So where does Yahweh live? Through the Ruach HaKodesh? In our soul's dimension. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou hast visited him. So where does he visit us? In our soul's dimensions. He has a relationship with us. Yahushua has the Son, has a relationship with us, who are part of the bride of Yahushua, who are full-blooded Yahwists. How? Through the soul's dimension. Now, King David is asking a question in verse 4. Now you must listen to the question. What is man? He's asking a question. That thou art mindful of him, that you should worry about him. And the son of man, that thou should visit him. The creator of heaven and earth, having a relationship with a cardinal person. For thou, verse 5, for thou, that capital T, for thou hast made him, man, a little lower than the angels. Is it reading in your Bible the same? Let's read it again. For thou hast made him, so why has he have a relationship with us? Why is he mindful of us? Because we are made, for thou hast made him, and I want to say her, a little lower, a little less. That actually the word lower is actually not the right word there. It's not a good English word. Has made us a little less than the angels. What? And cast and has crowned him, who, man, with glory and honor. Why in verse 5 does King David refers to angels or man and angels? Why? Because there's a connection. There's a connection between us on earth and the angels in heaven, which I will explain as the study continues. That's another revelation that you're going to need a seatbelt or two, because you're going to fall out of your chair and I don't want you to get hurt. Verse 5, for thou hast made him man, in brackets, a little lower or less than the angels, and has crowned him. Now we have got something. We have something that the angels doesn't have. He has crowned us. The word crowns means he has given us. He has crowned us. He has crowned him and her with glory and honor. So who has crowned us? The Father, the Creator of heaven and earth. That is the weather. We are going to have a thunderstorm. And we're so grateful that Jaffa is blessing us, blessing South Africa with rain. We pray for Namibia and other parts of the world, that Jaffa will bless them with water. So, I'm going to just continue with verse 5. For thou hast made him, this man, a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Now, we are going to stop right here. I want you to read the rest of Psalms 8 and make your own little notes. But start with verse 1 and work it through and see if you can see a revelation that's been revealed in this part of the scripture. Even in Psalms. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Jaffa's will, Maranatha, Jaffa Shua's coming back again. Hallelujah.